That morning was any normal morning. He got up, gave me a kiss. He left. He's running late like normal. I got up, got the kids ready for school. And then I went to work. And I was at work and I received a thing on my phone saying that somebody from our phone plan had dialed 911. I just figured maybe it was a mistake. And then I kept getting texts from other people asking if David was okay. My name is Lori Wyatt, wife of Staff Sergeant David Wyatt.
Residents of Chattanooga, Tennessee are in mourning over the mass shootings at two local military centers. The gunman killed people.
The alleged gunman, 24-year-old Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz, began by shooting at a naval recruitment center. Police chased him several miles to a naval reserve center where he again opened fire. Several churches around the city held vigils, including the Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul.
I found out around 7 o'clock that night. There's two Marines that came to the door. They told me basically what I already knew at that point, that there was a shooting. And so I asked him if he was gone, and they said yes.
Today in Chattanooga, Tennessee, a somber moment.
Late this afternoon, several churches and chapels rang their bells. They chimed five times, one for each of the military service members who died in the shootings.
Sergeant Carson Holmquist, Petty Officer Randall Smith, Gunnery Sergeant Thomas Sullivan, Lance Corporal Squire Wells, Staff Sergeant David Wyatt.
They were called the Fallen Five, and he was one of them.
My name is Don Goodman.
My name is Steve Dean. We had just been here because we come every Wednesday. And I heard about it that morning, and I just was shocked, you know.
When I first started seeing the coverage on TV, all you could see was a sea of red, white, and blue blowing in the wind.
At the site of the first shooting, the military recruiting office in a Chattanooga strip mall, a makeshift memorial to the victims gets bigger every day. There are hundreds of small American flags, red, white, and blue balloons, signs, and pictures of the victims.
A sea of red, white, and blue was blowing in the wind.
I've been a songwriter in Nashville, Tennessee for 45 years. Written 2,000 or 3,000 songs in order to come up with a handful you might recognize.
Yeah, I've actually just followed right along in Don's footsteps. I've been in Nashville since 1982 in the business, and I'm the same way. I've written thousands of songs.
Lori came to us, and she said, "I want to make sure that he is never forgotten."
Musicians and songwriters, welcome to Operation Song.
Being a part of Operation Song and getting to write with these veterans, these active duties, these family members, these people like Lori, it's made songwriting so special.
You see that table? There's six people and there's two boxes of Kleenex. We go through them every week.
They ask questions. There's a counselor there.
Did you have much experience writing, you know, song lyrics or poetry or anything like that?
No, not at all. We did the first session, and then they asked me to type up more feelings. And so I sent them like six pages of feelings, essentially.
He loved his country, his family and friends, his brothers in the Corps, his kids and me.
I wanted to be remembered for who he was. He was a good dad. He was good at his job. He was a hero. But he also, like, on a day-to-day, he was there for his kids and his friends, and just a good guy who wanted to do the right things.
I was blessed to be his wife, forced to say goodbye, and I cried Chattanooga Red.
It's been a somber week. In Chattanooga, Tennessee, the funeral for Marine Staff Sergeant David Wyatt was held yesterday.
The private service was only for family, friends, and dignitaries, so thousands of people lined the streets for 20 miles between the church and the Chattanooga National Cemetery to pay their own respects. Tandra Bell was somber as she waited in the 90-degree heat to honor Staff Sergeant Wyatt.
Well, I am an American. And of course, when this happened, I felt lost also.
Mike Wooden says he wanted Wyatt's family to know Chattanooga loves them. He also thought it could help change the city's focus away from the tragedy.
I don't want to say closure, but I think with people coming together like this, we're going to be united.
Wyatt grew up in Arkansas, but his family wanted to bury him here in Chattanooga because of his love of the community and the community's outpouring of support.
So many strangers, their faces were all the same. Every eye was filled with Chattanooga rain.
Chattanooga rain represents the tears that we've all shed over this, the town, my family, my friends, all of us. We drove the procession. I remember this one woman, she saw me, and as soon as she saw me, she reached out and she just was weeping. And these people were crying just as hard as we were over this loss. And I mean, my heart broke for them just seeing how emotional they were, how hard it was for them. And Chattanooga rain, I think it tells my story. I hope that it offers some inspiration to people, knowing that even though these times are hard, that there is people there for you to help you after. And it tells my story of how hard it was. And I think they did a good job representing that.
I remember saying to Lori, you know, I know this is painful for you. I know this is hard for you. And she says, no, it's something I've got to do. She took her song from her heart and wanted to share it with everyone.
I'll always see you. Through the Chattanooga rain.
That was Minnie Murphy singing Chattanooga Rain, written by Lori Wyatt, Don Goodman, and Steve Dean. You can find the complete studio version and a video Lori Wyatt created for the song at wutc.org on the Around and About section. I'm Michael Edward Miller.